Dude, what's up?
Hey, what's up, everyone? And Ahmad, this is my friend Ahmad here. Say, well, Ahmad was, I mean, he already said what's, what's up, but yeah. Dude, not gonna lie, I'm kind of like a little bit nervous because I've never really done this before. This is the first time, like broadcasting a podcast with someone else.
It's weird. It's dope though, like.
It is. I love the idea and the concept of this. Whoever thought of it, man. I mean, props to them because I've always wanted to pro I mean to like do a podcast, and especially with a friend. And the fact that you can just conveniently call that person and then automatically just start recording with them, and then, dude, it's just mind blowing. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, cause dude, like, podcast is just like dope. It's just like people just sitting around talking shit all day, and it's just like people are like, "Yeah, nah, I'm trying to listen to that." Like,
Dude, like, I'm really hoping this, like, I mean, well, to be honest, if it's both of us, I think if we lob it, into, the chat, I'm pretty sure this should, start gaining and picking up a little bit of, exposure,
fuck yeah.
pun intended, 'cause, we are both photographers to anyone listening right now, or anyone who plans to listen. We are both photographers, And dude, speaking of, how is that shit going for you, man? 'Cause it's like these recent pictures that you've been posting, man, like, god damn.
Yeah, dude, no, it's straight. It's just like, I don't know. I don't really do like the planned photo shoot shit.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just like overdone, and it's, I've been seeing some of this shit people post. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I
Yeah,
don't see the vision.
dude, like, I'm not even like trying to throw shots, but like, it's just the fact that, like, out of nowhere, there's just so many like people doing photography now. Like, I've been seeing like people on Facebook and like locals that are getting into it, and
Yeah, no,
I'm
dude.
just like, man, I'm like, really? I was like, I don't even, I was like, maybe it's just me, maybe I'm just thinking, like, overthinking shit, and maybe it's just actually just really getting popular, and people just want to get into it. I can, respect that. But
I
man,
don't
some
know.
people, yeah, do have like some people's shots, man. I mean, I don't mean to, like,
I mean,
yikes.
no, like, I'm definitely trying to go there because I'm like, no, like, you never want to tell somebody, like, dude, no, like, because I don't
Yeah,
know them like that, but shit, dude.
exactly. And it's like, I don't want to sound like I know everything because I'm barely, learning shit
Yeah.
myself. But I guess maybe sometimes it's cool to just throw our personal opinions here and there, because maybe, who knows, might exchange some knowledge here and there.
Oh, no. I'd definitely comment under somebody's stuff and be like, this shit trash, bro. Like, delete this. Please. Who told you to
Man.
post this?
Who gave you the false confidence in yourself to be like, you know what, I can do this?
Exactly. But yeah, no. Dude, okay, so I know you heard the fucking the Pusha T, Jesus
Ooh,
Christ.
yes, man. The whole internet, man, I think, is just gonna be burning up about this in the morning. It's,
Dude, like,
I mean, already, just right now, tonight, like, it's just people are going off and, man, literally, throwing out the memes. And it's hilarious. I'm here for
yeah, dude, so I got off of
it.
work and I was like, why is Pusha T trending? And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, like Cozy, shout out to Cozy out there, the dope ass artist, always creating and, giving me inspiration to want to go back to doing some art. But he posted up something on his story, I think, his Instagram story, about how, that pusher, something about, I'm obviously paraphrasing, but it was more along the lines of something about how Pusher was basically just ended Drake right now, and he was like, good thing I'm not from Canada. He was like, and I
Not the
started
real
laughing, and I was
Canada.
just like, yeah, and I was just like, what? So I hopped on Twitter and searched, was just looking through the trending, and yeah, I saw Pusher, Pusher just trending, and I was just like, whoa. I was like, okay, so he obviously must have responded then. And man, when I played the track, oof, I mean, I wasn't even expecting the picture, because I don't want to say artwork, because he even just, I mean, recently tweeted saying that he doesn't want to want it to be labeled artwork, so I'm going to respect that.
Yeah, but like, what the fuck? Like, what? Like, that's the last thing I thought I was going to see. I was like, is he wearing blackface?
Yeah, right? It's just like, man, I don't know if this, man, like this, all this, just, that's just happening, man. It's just, it feels actually, I'm starting to believe the we're all living in a computer simulation kind of type thing. But,
what if this whole thing is just like album promotion? Boom.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised at all. Nowadays, it's just, that's how it is, you know, people just hyping shit just to promote themselves or anything related to their, you know, product or their brand.
See, I was thinking that at first, but I was like, but then again, they've had beef for a while. So
yeah, like, they had. Yeah. This goes back already, kind of like, this goes back a while already. So that's why, you know, it's just, it's so crazy now to see them finally going back and forth. Hopefully, you know, yeah, I'm hoping this just keeps going back and forth just a little bit longer, but I don't know, man. I don't know what Jake is going to be able to say about Pusha this time. And I think, yeah, honestly, Pusha was just taking it light too right now. I feel like he could even go even a lot harder than that.
Yeah, Drake has to like shoot him at this point. Yeah, like, man, someone gotta die.
For real.
He exposed him. I was like a fucking child. Like, Adonis? Like, who?
Dude, the name, yeah. Oh my god.
Who the fuck names a child Adonis? Like,
man. Oh my god, man. Like, at first I had to like Google search it. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what's Adonis? And then all of a sudden, like, because obviously there were so many memes like flying already, like just literally like as soon as Pusher dropped the track, it was just so many memes were flying. So I saw, you know, someone just type Adonis, you know, and then I was like, well, what the fuck is Adonis? So I Google searched it and I was like, what the fuck? It's just something about a fucking Greek god at first. Yeah. And I was like, I must be missing something then. So I had to, well, then, you know, I don't know if you follow Freddie.
Yeah.
So he tweeted the SoundCloud link, and I was like, okay, good. Conveniently, it's here, so I don't have to just go look for it. And I played it, and once I heard, you know, that, you know, oh my god, Story of OJ, you know, keys playing, I was just like, oh my god. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that sample goes back from something else, but as of now, the recent track is Story of OJ. But man, God, man, Pusher just
like this. I have Push, man. I don't know what the child looks like, because his baby right. Looks ugly. Jesus Christ!
Oh my God!
What does that child look like? Who?
I mean, is this your Beyonce? Man? Oh, gosh, that meme.
Oh, did you see the one with Drake holding a baby? Yeah. Oh, that shit.
Oh my god, man. People are literally so creative on Twitter, man. And it's why that app is really just going to be kind of, I think, here for years and years, man. I think it's just the fact that people are, I just hope it doesn't turn into Facebook and then, you know, it just kind of just, that's it. Because right now, Facebook is just all for really cringe-worthy people and old people as well. So
yeah, I haven't done that as well.
I don't fuck with it. I mean, that's why I kind of just like kind of you know, squeam and kind of like just, I don't know, I kind of get hesitant when someone says, oh, you have a Facebook. I'm like, I kind of just go on there to see what's, you know, just for maybe like 5 minutes and that's it. Maybe like someone's picture, maybe just to show them love, but that's about it. But I don't really, you know, go on there and converse with, you know, anyone or expect messages or stuff like that. But, you know,
I mean, Facebook is for like pregnant, like kids even to high school that are pregnant. That's it. It's dumb.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because that's literally what all what I see, and I'm like, man, I wasn't expecting like all these people to just get, you know, impregnated, like, with children so quick. And
yeah, it's so weird to think about, like,
right?
Because, like, I mean, I graduated, I'm 21.
People, yeah, same like, here. I'm 21, man. I grew like, up, I'm not grew up, but I went to school with some of these people, man, and saw them, like, kind of, like, grow, you know, from, like, a preteen kind of all the way to, like, a young adult. And it's just, like, damn, life goes by so fucking quick, and people just really, I guess, I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, well, maybe some of them actually plan to have children. I know some of them don't. I'm just saying that. Yeah, I know that for sure. I know some, maybe the majority of them weren't really expecting a child, but, you know, hey, I mean, shit. I ain't judging, because I mean, I'm probably the dumbass to probably, you know, go, like, a few strokes and then probably nut, and then that's it. Like, I'm probably fucked, because 21-year-old virgin here, man. Shout out to all the virgins out there. Team virgin.
I feel it. Trust me. Bro, but, like, dog, it's so weird, because, like, since I got out of high school, it's like, y'all getting married. Like, I know this girl who got married.
For real?
Bro. She's already divorced.
Wow. Yeah, see? That's why you can't just, you know, go and marry someone at a very young age all willy-nilly. This isn't the fucking 40s or 50s, you know, where it was a lot more, you know, there wasn't just actual technology and there wasn't such an advancement of human nature and all that shit, but I know, you know, from the 30s, it doesn't seem that far because we're just 2018. It's not like we're in some fucking future shit, but still, it's just, there's obviously a difference of, you know, those social, I mean, I guess besides racism. We all know racism was, like, hardcore back then. I mean, that shit was deep, but not to say it isn't now. I gotta really choose my words carefully, you know, because I know, If this podcast ever, you know, fucking ever blows up, I you know, some people are just gonna be such a fucking smart ass, you know, and say some funny shit or try to be funny. But yeah, but
no, dude.
Fucking crazy, man. Crazy, crazy. That's all I'm saying, right? 'Cause I'm fucking smacked, and I think it's safe to say that we both are.
Dude, yes, I got high as shit, like, damn.
Dude, I kind of, like, I get real, my tolerance isn't, like, high, but, you know, it's kind of, like, in the middle. I mean, I could probably maybe keep smoking now, but after a while, my fucking anxiety kind of starts to kick in, and I'm just like, oh, yo, chill. Your heart rate's going too fast, man. You need to slow that shit down. And from there, I'm just, like, thinking, nah, it's probably just the weed. And it is. Obviously, one of the main symptoms of, you know, smoking and shit is that you're just gonna, your heart rate's gonna get elevated. Oh, yeah. Smoke.
Dog, one time I was hanging out with someone and we were smoking. She literally blew smoke in her dog's face and her dog's heart started fucking
No, man. Yeah, see, because even just when they're not still in there, that shit goes fast, you know.
I'm like, dog, you probably killed your dog.
Yeah, I know, man.
Why are you wild?
Yeah, for real, right? They don't give a fuck. They just, like, they just feel the need to do whatever they want. Yeah, talking to you white people. And I know, you know, I know there's some white people that I guess cool. Like, I guess I fuck with, but nah.
Yeah,
I know. But their grandparents, you know, and all their family are probably just, like, borderline racist, if not high-key racist.
Dude, that's funny, because where I work, the place has been open for, like, 60 years or some shit. So, like, people, like, white people come in and be like, yeah, I used to come here and eat 50 years ago. And I'm just like, damn, I bet he's dying to call me a nigger. Like,
right, man? Like, oh, man. Like,
there's definitely, like, older black people that come in. They're like, yeah, we used to not be allowed in here. And I'm like, that is wild.
Right? Like, is he, where are you at right now? like where do you live?
I live in North Carolina. I work at a bowling alley.
Yeah, see? Yeah. I know North and South Carolina's. The Carolinas, you know, used to be you know, rooted in deep racism back then, and probably still are, because I know Nas, or my bad, let me put that, Elohim, you know, let's just throw that out there, because I know Mads is, you know, putting the dope shit out there, making, man, Nas been in his beats, and I can't wait to see what he does, man, in the future, because, man, his childhood memory, you know, beat on SoundCloud, you know, in there, that's lowercase I-L-L-O-H-I-M, because I know some people are probably gonna want to know how to spell that, but man, that beat is just always has me happy as fuck. I don't know what it is. It's just,
dude, he better fucking thank me. I gave him like a bunch of records to sample, because every time, stay giving a nigga.
That means, ooh, it's gonna get juicy. Man, I hope, man, I really see him kind of, you know, I mean, especially that he, you know, he met Milo and stuff like that, and all, you know, just him, right? Just, gosh, man. See, now that he...
Yeah, he's always going places and not taking me. Yeah, I hate
I know, man, he has to take, I mean, especially since, I mean, especially for the shots, man. Can you imagine the damn shots you could get with him just naturally, you know, hanging out and shit? That would be fucking dope.
I mean, who's that? Man. Who's that one photographer? I think it was Gunner. Dude who takes pictures of like 21 Savage, Lil Yachty, and other niggas.
Oh yeah. I think I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I think I've actually kind of searched him up on Instagram. I don't really remember because, you know, fuck, man. That week, I mean,
dude, yeah,
you know, kind of like right now, but
like his fame, I feel like his fame is a result of just like knowing people. Like he,
ooh, man,
I mean, his stuff looks like some basic, like,
bro, man. I don't know, I think Braylon, I hope I'm saying some of these names right, man, and not butchering them, but Braylon, man, on Twitter, he recently met Kendrick and shit. I was like, fuck. I was like, damn. I was like, can you imagine, like, meeting someone as big as Kendrick, dude? And just, like, oh, my God. I don't even know if I would be able to do that, man. I'd probably just, like, faint or get real shaky and shit. Because I know I met, like, maybe, I guess, mainstream. I don't know if I could say mainstream or not. But, like, I guess they were kind of, like, they had just big fan bases in general. But
yeah.
I remember I met one dude at a Whataburger and, man, dude, like, my legs were fucking shaking. I don't know if that was from the concert, his concert I went to that night, or if it was just, you know, like, from the adrenaline of, like, seeing him, like, being all low-key and shit in the back of the line. Because the crew that was performing with him were all, like, you know, chilling up in the front. So we saw them, we're like, oh, shit, it's you guys. But then that's when we kind of looked back and we're like, oh, fuck, it's him. And that's, you know, it was pretty neat, but man, it was just like, that's what I'm saying, like that, and that's just from someone who just, I don't know if he's kind of like just known or not. Yeah. His name was John Bellion, but
oh, dude, yeah, didn't he? Wasn't he like Sonic Logic or some shit like that?
I don't even remember, dude. And if he was, I hope he's off that shit, man. I haven't heard him with Logic or whatever, but yeah, let's just hope it stays like that, because man, dude, once Logic gets on, man.
Logic could be so fire, like.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, to be honest, I can't really comment because I never really used to listen to his music. I mean, dude. I know he kind of, like I said, like you guys also, like, his music back then, like, was pretty fucking good. And, like,
yeah,
he was, like, you know, rhyming pretty nice and shit. Not talking about him being black.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It wasn't as bad. It wasn't as bad back then. Like, you'd say. But, like, because, dude, it was so weird. I found out about Logic, Joey, and Flapper Zombies all, like, the same night. I was just, like, rolling through the web. It's like,
dude, man.
And this was, like, I was, like, damn. This had to be, like, a few years ago. And then,
right? When I first discovered Joey and Flatbush and all them was kind of, yeah, like, around in high school, maybe. For me, it was probably, like, late junior year, maybe. Because I wasn't really hip to like as much as much rap as you know as everyone else was. Like the people in the chat are like Paulo and fucking Domo and or Damo, my bad, excuse me, Dom. But but yeah, dude, like there's so many of them in the chats, man, that are just so knowledgeable in fucking music. It just makes me seem like I haven't even scratched the surface of all the shit that I just basically listen to now, which really isn't a lot now that I think about it. But
yeah, I listen to like the same like 10 songs,
right? Like, man, I have the habit of doing that too. Like, man, I don't know, man. I just feel like, and that's because I have Apple Music too, so I'm able to just you know access so many songs if I needed to, but. I think the thing is, it's just that I'm just afraid of asking, you know, like just someone to put me on something.
Yeah, but dude, like shout out to Apple Music for not deleting my music whenever I switch devices, because I have a bunch of like unreleased Kanye music. So, like, if I ever lost that, I'd go crazy.
Oh man, dude,
because like I have tracks that like not even existed, like. Like, do you ever heard of the, he had a song where it's, like, him, Migos, and Young Thug, like, it's not a finished song, it's Kanye's verse.
Yeah.
Kanye's verse is, like.
See, that's probably why I haven't even heard of it, because it's an unfinished song.
But it's weird, everyone's verse is done, like, Young Thug, all the Migos, all their, like, verses are done, but Kanye's the only one where it's, like, he's, like, rapping, but he's also, like, like, he's still trying to, like, like, he's still trying to make up.
This was, like, for his, like, before his Scoopity.
Oh, yeah.
And all that.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was just, like, literally, like, or really, like, kind of, literally, maybe kind of the beginning stages of all that. That was where it started, maybe. Now he just, you know, whoop-de-whoop. And,
dude, I don't know what to think about this, like. I don't know what kind of sound he's going for on this album. It's like,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, he killed Daytona, the production on Daytona,
oh my
man.
God, like, disgusting. Jesus
album
Christ.
Of the year, man. As of right now, I mean, rap and album of the year, in my opinion. I mean, we still haven't even finished 2018, so who knows what kind of you know just gems that are out there.
I mean,
that are going to be released.
That Kanye Kid Cudi is probably going to be insane.
Man, it's been a while since I've listened to Kid Cudi too, and since I think maybe the last album I probably heard was the Speeding Bullet. No, not Speeding Bullet. My bad. Passion, Pain, and Demon Slaying. Yeah, that was probably the last album I heard.
I mean, honestly,
which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I still think Indica is probably, in my opinion, his best album.
I know Chris like doesn't love that album at all.
I understand,
I think it's because I had like at the time when I first kind of, and I haven't really been a fan of Cudi like everyone else has, like all the way back to like his Wizard days and even before all that.
Yeah, like
I kind of came in like as soon as Indica dropped, kind of like around there, and
yeah, see, I came in around like middle school, so that was like Man on the Moon.
Oh man, yeah. See, when I went back to those, I was like, and then when I heard Day and Night, I was just like, of course, I was like, and that's the song everyone says, you know, like,
or like Pursuit of Happiness, and I'm just like,
yeah, exactly. Any casual Kid Cudi fan would see that, yeah. And when I heard that on Man on the Moon, I was like, oh, he's that guy. I was like, okay. I was like, now I know who you are. But and that's what made me kind of just really go, like, kind of listen to as much of his music as possible. And I think that's what made me kind of like Indica, was the fact that I spent so much time listening to it and having it on repeat. So some of the songs kind of just stuck. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I love these. I love these songs. I was just like, damn, they're fucking catchy, and now they're just gonna be stuck in my head. Like I know Chris gives so much shit for Kid Cudi having Michael Bolton on that song just singing the same thing over and over, but I'm like, Hey, it sounds catchy to me. Oh, I don't mind Michael Bolton singing that because I appreciate his voice.
Dude, Michael Bolton has a beautiful voice.
Right? Oh, man. I remember when I saw him on when I saw him on a skit on SNL where he was like kind of just I guess doing this parody song, or not parody song, but yeah, parody song, just like a comedic song, and it, like, it was like really just like kind of, it was mastered and all that, like produced and shit. And when he sang, I was just like, oh my god, man, his voice. And then except the shit he was singing, which just made me laugh so hard. It was just him singing about like movies and all that. I guess his movie knowledge. And I don't know, it was amazing, but funny at the same time. And God, I loved it.
Yeah, fuck yeah. But yeah, no, dude, Cudi's just like,
man. No, I know, right? Dude. Oh, man, he's legit made me cry like fucking so many times, bro. It's not even funny,
dude. Do you listen to Lupe? Don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude.
Well, let me see. I think, well, what were you going to ask me right now?
I was going to say, there's one song I can't listen to it. I cry every time.
Ooh, what song is that?
He Say, She Say. It's off the Cool.
Oh, all right. So I'm going to have to go check that out then, because I'm always down for a good cry, man. I gotta let some of this shit out, man, because I have a habit of just like not fully letting my emotions out. I just kind of keep some of them bottled up. For the most part, I kind of vent to some people, or I guess to like some friends that I kind of talk to. But yeah, I guess it'll just be good to kind of let a good one out soon. Oh, yeah. I don't even remember the last time I cried. I think the last time I cried, like actually cried, was probably like maybe in a movie, or during watching a movie, I think. I think it was on Netflix or something. It's kind of like this movie called Mono, or Kodachrome, I think, with that guy. I don't know if you've seen that. Have you seen Horrible Bosses before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do you remember that one guy who's like constantly, you know, and frequently banging people, you know, and fucking sleeping with them and shit? Yeah, well, he, you know, plays the son of, like, I guess some really famous photographer. And, their relationship throughout the movie, man, as father and son, is like, it's, at first, it's like, damn, like, you can kind of see, like, the, you know, how, like, the hate they have kind of for each other. But at the end, it kind of, they kind of make up, but almost kind of late. I don't want to even fucking spoil the movie, man, because it's real good. Like, the Jason Sudeikis, the actor who plays the son, I mean, he kind of doesn't really play a good part at crying. So that's why I was like, kind of like, really like on the verge of like, just letting it all out, because, man, he just does not play a sad part well. Like, you need someone else to do that, and I can't really find a good comparison right now who can really cry like and make it look believable.
Dude, what's the, okay, speaking of people who can't fucking act, you watch Grown-ish?
Yeah,
dude, that dude, what's his name, Luca? Oh, dude, it's so cringeworthy.
Oh my god, I hate bad actors, dude. Like, I mean, And I don't know, hate is a strong word, but man, I just can't stand him, man. Like, I know what some people are going to be like, or some people could say, you know, well, that's easy to say for you because, you know, you don't do it, or you wouldn't even try to attempt it without sounding stupid. And yeah, you're right. I've thought about it, but the most I've thought about doing was probably voice acting. And to be honest, that doesn't really seem as bad because you're behind a booth. You know, there's not many cameras on, hardly any on. You know, there's just nothing. It's just all recording, you know, and using your voice. And I think that's the thing that just kind of interests me the most about voice acting, is that you can make it sound really well, like, like the way Mark Hamill does with the Joker. Yeah. Holy fuck, man. That is literally why I think of when I hear Joker, that's the first person I think of. It's just because that fucking voice. Mr. Luke fucking Skywalker.
Yeah, I tried watching.
Which movie?
I tried watching that new Star Wars. Can't do it. It's too fucking long. It's like...
talking about the recent one with where Luke comes back, right, and shit?
Yeah, it's just like, dog. Like...
Yeah, I didn't think it was that long, bro. I thought it was going to be like maybe at the most 2.5 hours. I don't know if it was really that long or maybe longer.
Yeah, it was something like that. Dude, that movie Player One, that shit is long as hell for no reason.
Really? Yes. I wasn't expecting it to be long. I haven't even seen it, but...
long as shit. Like, god
damn. I was expecting it to be like an hour and a half or something like that.
That movie's at least 4 hours of just, of just game references. God damn.
Man, see, I fuck with video games, but I don't know if I fuck with them that much. But, man, I'm going to have to see it. Because, man, I enjoy a good, I don't know, old fucking movie that long, but I guess I can probably, soldier on through it. It's going to be tough because I'm not used to watching fucking long-ass movies like that, man.
Yeah, dude, I will go to bed.
Yeah, same here, man. Even if it is, like, during, like, the day, I'd probably just get bored and not days out and not even pay attention to some of the shit. Like, that's why it's so tough for me to watch movies sometimes or just pay attention, because while I'm paying attention, my subconscious, or, like, while I'm not really knowing, my thoughts will start drifting off to somewhere else, and I'll start thinking of other situations related to that, or just maybe, like, fully off topic, and I'll come back and, like, watch, like, blink a couple times, and I'm like, oh, shit, like, what was I, like, what the fuck did I even just, like, what did I miss?
Yeah, you fucking missed the whole goddamn thing.
Right? Jeez, something real important to the movie, and then that's it. And you're like, well, why does that even make it? Someone was like, you didn't even, like, watch the movie? I'm like, I probably didn't. I just missed it.
Probably didn't watch that shit. But yeah, dude, long-ass movies. Definitely.
Oh, man, we're at 32 minutes. I wasn't expecting, like, half an hour of, like, conversation, but I guess this is what happens, I guess, when you have like a cool someone, that you can kind of, I guess, like when you have like a cool relationship with and friendship with, I guess this is the type of conversations you can get into.
But yeah, dude, fucking yeah, no, this shit's wild. I always talk about, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get a podcast, I'm just gonna talk shit for like an hour.
Right, man, like, it's so, man, I even have, like, cotton mouth and stuff, too, so that doesn't even kind of help at all.
Dude, I just don't want to go to work, dude. I gotta work in, like, 5 hours.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, fuck my job.
Let me see. I guess we could just end it here, then. I'll go over, I guess I know there's, like, we could go, maybe start another episode whenever you want, but for the most part, I'll look over the audio and stuff and do all the, see what kind of, I guess, touches I can make and stuff. But man, I really enjoyed this conversation, man. And the fact that we're finally, doing a podcast together, man.
Woo!
I'm excited for this.
We're going to get some very special people to do this with us.
For real, we could go up to 8 people, man. That means we can add 6 more people, and I feel like the more the merrier, man. I know James obviously wants to do it, so we can add him. We can add, obviously we could add Nas, man, because for sure we could have a conversation to him about his music and how it's going.
He a whole bitch, but, like, he cool.
Yeah.
I fuck with him.
I forget, man. You guys are cousins, right?
Yeah. Dude.
Man,
I used to beat his ass as a baby. He don't want no smoke.
Oh, man. I can't even imagine your guys' relationship growing up, man.
We're basically the same. Yeah, we're the same age.
Yeah, like, Man, dude, like, that's why I'm glad I have a cool ass friendship with the both of you guys, man. Because you guys really, you guys make me laugh like so much, man. You make me smile. You guys are so like fucking funny and smart, bro. But yeah, dope ass cousins. I gotta expand my vocabulary in the future. Just a little tip for me, because I want to sound all like. But then again, I don't, because then this is just how I sound when I'm stoned and I'm just, you know, talking shit.
Trust me, I feel it. Talking shit is like my only thing I ever do in my life.
Yeah. See, you hear it, man. I'm all like, and then even sometimes I don't even, it doesn't, like, to me, it doesn't even sound like it, but then I'll over, you know, do it in my head, like, just review what I said in my head and be like, ah, okay. And I can see how that kind of sounds like shit talking, but hey, it's already been said. I said what I said.
I said what I said. It's funny. Dude, so many people like hate me or like don't even like me or don't want to associate with me because of like I used to be wild on Twitter. Like in high school, I would be talking shit about everybody.
I used to be such a fucking soft ass like guy. I kind of still am, but you know, like to an extent, I kind of still am because, oh man. Feeling emotional pain is not something I fuck with, man. That's not what I want to go through. So, but, yeah, man, that, I mean, it's crazy, right? How we just evolve as humans and shit. Or yeah, some of us just stay the exact same.
At one point, I was just like, the epitome of just like misogyny and like.
Yeah, that, same here, dude. Same here. Like, the douchebag that really just like always thought, you know, like that thought men were the superior fucking, you know, all that shit, you know, and then always thinking like complimenting your homies and shit or just being like nice to like another dude is like gay and shit. I'm like, man, I used to be like that in middle school and just like all that fucking crazy shit. And now I know better and shit because I got knowledgeable friends, wise friends who are always, you know, giving me that knowledge and putting me in check and shit, knowing when I'm being wild and out of pocket. I'm like, okay, thank you. I'll learn.
Yeah, dude, it's just like, I fucking, fuck, what was I gonna say? I guess I'm getting high.
Right.
No, dude, I had a very solid point, like, 2 seconds ago.
Right, that's one of the, that's really, see, I noticed, like, even now, I have a bad habit of saying literally, like, so fucking much, man, and that's why I'm like, I gotta find synonyms and have a fucking thesaurus, like, right next to me and shit, just so I don't sound, like, annoying to some people out there. But I know, I can't please everyone. That's one thing right there. That's one thing I gotta keep in mind is that you really can't keep everyone happy. Someone's always gonna be, you know, fucking bitching and wanna have something to complain about. But, you know, what can you do, man?
Man, not shit, dude. Fuck other people.
Right.
That's how I feel about that. Did you see
Quentin? Keep a close circle.
Did you see Quentin Miller dropped a freestyle responding?
Bro, I heard him. I haven't checked it out yet, but I saw the cover. And
dude, does he really have one leg?
I thought he didn't have no legs. I thought I was fucking tripping and seeing like two metal legs, and I was like, two prosthetic limbs, and I was like, wait, what? And I'm like, is he really, is he like, you know, does he not have legs? And I was like, is this like how much I don't know about him? And, let me see. Yeah, I gotta do the Google search, man. Oh, okay, never mind. Well, he did have a leg amputation, but.
That is wild. See, it's just,
right? And this happened in, what is it, 2007? Well, the story says issued September 17, 2016, but the article says, oh, okay, no. It was the date was just arranged differently, my bad. But, yeah, that is wild, dude. I don't even know he did that. Like, shit.
Damn. Oh, I might need to listen to it, honestly.
Yeah, some people were like, well, man, like I said, man, memes and all that. Some people were just wilding out, man. and being crazy about when once they saw, like, I guess, like, once Pusher, like, I think I blame Pusher just getting, like, being, like, super fucking, like, aggressive with the rap beef. But like I say, he could even probably go harder than that.
I mean, Drake.
For sure.
Didn't Drake get, like, peed on or something like that?
Dude, man, if he did, that's, like, real big ammunition right there.
I feel like it's, like, 90%. I'm pretty sure.
To be honest, he has so much ammunition. I mean, Pusha has so much ammunition, man. Like, man, like, I can't wait to see what if Jake wants to do something. But I want to see. I want to see his. I wish I could see his face, man, just right now, and kind of see, like, if he's already, like, heard or seen all the memes that have been people talking about him. Right, dude. His stans, man. Holy shit, they are some of the most annoying ass people on the fucking planet.
They're like, they went too hard on him. He has feelings too. It's like, what?
Yeah, shout out to all the people on there who are fact checking them and saying, "Wait, aren't you the same people who, you know, were letting Drake slide when he was, you know, talking about Kid Cudi's mental issues while he was in rehab?" Like, come on, guys. You know, this is rap beef here, man. Like, I don't think there's any boundaries now. Like, I don't think there's ever been any boundaries. There's always been, like, crazy shit been said. You know, like, it goes back, man. And that's why I think people should just let it fly, you know? And, like, that's why, like, when I freaked out and saw that the picture that, I guess that Pusha posted about, I mean, when Drake was in blackface and saw that, wow. You know, it got taken down. And I was like, wow. I was like, man, I don't know if this has anything to do with Drake's stans, or maybe just Instagram's, you know, was just being fucking a little bitch, and, you know, or I think it was both. I think, you know, because I think Instagram could let something slide, you know, but yeah, I guess the fact that so many people just reported, you know, especially Drake's stans, got hurt, and it was like, you know, I'm gonna take this to heart, because I'm you know, because I lived Drake's life with him. Like, fuck out of here, man. Like, he's on, like, I don't know how some of these people, like, could really just be, you know, that all upon his nuts, as if, like, you know, like, they grew up with him and shit. Like, it's crazy, man. People on the internet are just, like, so I forget how crazy, like, people can be sometimes, man. But, you know, the internet is always a good place to remind you, you know, just,
I fucking know. I have a goddamn stalker. That's a dude. Dude's weird. But yeah, nah, dude, yeah. He's fucking weirdo. I doubt he's gonna hear this. But, like, someone's probably gonna tell him. But yeah, fuck that nigga, Seven Oceans Deep. He's a fucking stalker. Dude.
You hear that, man? Fuck out of here with your stalkingness, man. Nobody likes that shit. Nobody likes a fucking stalker, man. Even though I low-key stalk social medias, people that I don't even fuck with anymore.
Nah, dude. this is weird. Dude, alright, so I lived at a different apartment before I lived where I am now, and, like, he followed someone to my apartment, like, he knew where I lived, and then, dude, like, 2 weeks, like, 3 weeks ago, he messaged me on Twitter and was like, "Do you live in blah, blah?" And I'm like, "Yeah, because I moved." He was like, "Okay, thanks for letting me know." I'm like, "What the fuck? Like, why do you know where I live?" And he was like, "All you need to know is that we're not cool." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "Bro, you were
hell no."
I was like, "You're tripping, tripping. I was like, "You're a fucking weirdo, dude. Don't ever message like."
Oh man, that's like that Ha Ha Davis. I mean, you tripping.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna step outside my door, and he's like, "What's up, bro?"
Nah, man,
fucking weirdo.
Shit. If anyone did that, man, I mean, I really don't, like, you know. Like, I'm not the one to, like, you know, condone violence, at least not first, you know, not just, like, all willingly. But if not, man, like, if I had to defend myself or get some shit like that, man, even if I, like, he says some shit, boy, things are gonna go down right then and there, man. Shit, yeah, you're gonna be off of my fucking personal bubble. Get out of here. Fuck, I'm gonna suck my dick from the back. Word of marrow, man. And Jesus.
Yeah, it took me a while to get into that.
Yeah, Yeah, to be honest, it did for me too. I don't even remember how I first got into it, to be honest. I think it was just like something I saw. I think because I was like fucking with Viceland already for a bit, just because Action Bronson was on there with his show Fuck That's Delicious. So man, like, so when I saw that, I was like, oh fuck, I'm here for this, man. Like, I want to see more of this. So, and then Vice in general, it kind of like gives some crazy documentaries and all that crazy news. So when I saw Viceland, I was like, okay, so this is like a channel that we're gonna be
Oh
able to
yeah,
see on TV.
dude,
So,
Viceland is fucking awesome.
yes, yeah, the man,
So much good
weed
stuff.
related channel, all that, man. That's why I love Viceland, dude. They're like, I don't know, it's like it's hard for me to even explain it because they're just that, you know, they're original as fuck. Like, they're really different than the average, you know, TV channel that's just always, you know, on the air. But that's why I'm glad Viceland got their own, you know, network and the cable and shit. But yeah, I think I watched one of them, and at first it was kind of like eh, like the
Yeah.
kind of news. But then I think it might have been the fact that I was stoned, and I that's what probably might have what made me laugh and shit, because I think I figured, I mean, I heard they got stoned and shit too, so I was like, oh, okay, maybe I could fuck with this. So, but yeah, man, it's just I'm fucking I guess I'm a fan. I can say I'm a fan of the I'm part of Bodega Hive. Hashtag Bodega Hive, man, out there.
I really fuck like Everyday Struggle when Joe Budden was on, but
Oh
now I haven't
yeah.
watched it since. I don't know if it's like Ack in the Desco. Like, is that it? Or is there a third person?
Right? I don't even know. I mean, if it is just them, but I mean, I feel like if it is, they're probably just left it with both of them. I don't know if they had like maybe someone on deck if they ever thought about doing it, but you know, cutting Joe Budden or whatever, if they ever thought about him leaving. But yeah, I think if it's just both of them, that's just gonna be that's gonna be a big struggle, like
Big
legit,
facts.
no pun intended.
But yeah, dude, I probably gotta go soon.
Oh yeah.
Fucking
See, man, I love how that we were talking about just fucking hanging up, and then all of a sudden it just went to different conversations and shit. But
facts.
oh man, yeah, we definitely gotta add more of the homies, up to eight people. We're gonna have to talk about this, you know, when we're off the air and stuff. But yeah, man, I can't wait for the rest of this shit to, you know, take off. And hopefully this was an interesting talk for the people out there. But yeah, this has been
Big facts.
Velvet Thunder and my boy Ahmad.
Oh yeah, fanny packs.
Yeah,
I
just,
keep
yeah,
them on
follow.
at all
Yeah,
times.
we'll lob the I'll lob the all the info in the description if needed. So, you know, the people out there ever wanna reach us, you know, on the socials. Well, it's basically just gonna be Instagram and Twitter, just so we could plug in our photos and shit. But
Hell yeah.
yeah, all right, guys. It's been nice talking with you, Ahmad.
All right, dude. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely, man. Hope you have a nice rest and stuff, man. And
Dude,
hopefully, yeah, I
fuck
know,
my
man.
job.
I hope work isn't like isn't a hassle, you know. Oh man. Well, but yeah. All right, guys. Peace and
All
all that
right,
good shit.